top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Wednesday, November 27. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Attorney at Law Bernard Wiltshire believes the upcoming general elections should be postponed. Police Federation in Jamaica concerned of lawmen subjecting themselves to public abuse. And as airlines reduce seat sizes, FAA to determine minimum standard. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group.
Why not stay in? Turn off the alarm clock and sleep some more on your perfect mattress from Quartz. For the widest range of mattresses from the world's best brands, the best value guaranteed. Shop today and let our sleep experts help you to decide on the best option to suit your needs. At Quartz, we don't just sell mattresses. We're offering you the best night's sleep. So, sleep in a little on your new mattress from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Are you an existing Fast Cash customer?
Yes.
Call or visit us today to claim your exclusive loyalty benefits. From November 1 to 30, 2019, get up to 10% cash back when you apply for a consumer loan. Refer a friend and receive $100.
Really?
Contact your nearest branch or apply online at fastcashcaribbean.com. At Fast Cash,
we appreciate your loyalty.
Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother Nature or human nature? Are you fully protected from the unexpected? At Maxwell Insurance Agency, Agents Frunagico, we want to make sure you have the right coverage, like the structure of your home or business and its contents from natural disasters, automobile damages, theft and injury to its passengers, or simply your own personal coverage. Come speak to a Maxwell Insurance rep today to help you determine how much and what coverage is right for you. Call us on 440-6900 for a free insurance review so you can check it off your list and off your mind. Located at 36 Kings Lane, Roseau, we are Maxwell Insurance Agency.
Pastor Randy Rodney says if the Prime Minister wins the election without the cleansing of the voters list, then the rest of the international community will be justified in their opinion to classify this year's elections as not being fair. Pastor Rodney is of the view that the Prime Minister has made a serious error because he should cleanse the list and issue voter ID cards. He says that these sentiments are based on the reports that was provided by the Joint Mission, but he is still optimistic that someone or something does something to ensure this ID manifests.
I am of the view that the Prime Minister has made a serious error. And he made an error because he should have allowed for the provision of ID cards and the cleansing of the electoral list. And he didn't. Whether he'll pay for that at the polls, we will see. I hope he does, but we will see. But that's an error. So if the Prime Minister wins the election without cleansing the list and providing ID cards, I will guarantee you this, that the OAS, the European Union, the EU, and to a lesser extent CARICOM do have backbone, but to a lesser extent CARICOM will be looking at us as a nation that had an election that is not fair. I'm not asking you, I'm telling you. I'm telling you that why? Because it's based on the report that was provided by the Joint Mission. The Joint Mission that was invited by the Prime Minister, which makes bad matters worse. Some of you who don't take time to listen and read, go read and take time to listen. I am still hoping that somebody will do something that will cause us to cleanse the list. And I'm really hoping for that. We still have time to do it. And we have plenty of money. All we have to do is don't have one of the rallies that the Labour Party is having, and we have enough money to do that.
Pastor Randy Rodney, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vittel, says that we have a lot of work to do to restore the moral and social fabric of Dominica because the level of corruption in the country is extensive. Vittel listed a number of social sectors that have been negatively influenced, as well as the mindset of the younger generation as it pertains to leadership and votes.
There is a lot of restoration we have to do in this land on the moral and on social front. We have heard, we have seen how our social fabric of some of our people, involvement in crime, involvement in drugs, involvement in youth deviant behavior and so on. We have a lot to restore. We have cultures that we have inherited and cultures that these guys have deepened. The culture of corruption, Labour Party have done a number on that. They have entrenched that culture in our land so that some of our young people, that's all they know. All they know is that if you give them $5, they'll vote for you. All they know that is how to bribe. And we have to change that. There's so much work to do over the next 3, 4, 5 years that we as a party, putting people before everything, I mean, everything else, will be forced to help. We have to help. If we had to be true to our word, we have to help.
DFP leader Kent Vital. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the United Workers Party has made up a pack of lies to take him down and have now fell into the trap themselves. His comments come following an Al Jazeera report in which opposition leader Lennox Linton was also implicated. He spoke at a meeting at Warner last night.
They come with all kinds of lies. And even when they try to dig a pit for me, they end up falling it themselves. They're telling the citizens of Dominica and the residents of Dominica that we have run out of supplies at the Dominica-China Friendship Hospital. That is a lie. They have said to us that we cannot account for $1.2 billion. That is also a lie. They're saying to us that our country's future is at risk. That is a lie. Under the Dominica Labour Party, ladies and gentlemen, the future of Dominica, with God's help, is assured. They will come and tell you, as they're saying, that Skerritt is building a $29 million house to seek to create envy and jealousy and resentment in the country. That too is a lie. I'm not building a $29 million house. And I don't need a $29 million house in small Dominica, ladies and gentlemen. So all they want to do is to present a diet of lies. They talk about electoral reform. But the Dominican people know what Labour has done to provide for electoral reform in Dominica. We gave the Electoral Commission over $6 million to allow for electoral reform in Dominica. But it is the United Workers Party who would never want it. And so they did everything to block electoral reform. The only thing that was required to allow for voter ID cards and a verification process in Dominica was the passage of the legislation. And the United Workers Party blocked this in the parliament.
Roosevelt Skerritt. Meantime, Dominica Labour Party candidate for the Maho constituency, Raven Blackmore, has touched on more plans for his constituency, Warner in particular, during that meeting.
This new plan is about building on the many positive developments that have taken place throughout the entire constituency over the years. And we are entering into a new phase of dynamic development for all. New opportunities to transform our constituency and making it a shining example for the rest of the country. This also includes dealing with the threats of climate change, rebuilding and improving our physical and social infrastructure, building capacity, my dear friends, in our young people to take advantage of the emerging opportunities. I want to speak to you, the people of Warner, specifically. Over the years, you can attest to the fact that we have made some progress. And I want to put you on notice tonight that when you vote for Ray Blackmore again, we shall work even harder to transform the community of Warner. Not only we provided the people of Warner with healthy potable water, we also give the people of Warner free connection. You also asked for a resident nurse, an improvement to the health center, and I gave it to you. You asked for the link road, and I gave it to you. And then you asked for lighting of the playing field, and I gave it to you. You asked for school bus for your high school students, and I gave it to you. In our next term, we'll give my young people in Warner the opportunity to go and ride the dreams to study overseas.
DLP candidate for the Maho constituency, Raymond Blackmore, still on the local scene. UWP candidate for St. Joseph, Monel Williams, John Baptist, says the St. Joseph constituency will be at the center of the development strategy by the United Workers' Party should it form the next government. She was speaking at a recent meeting of the UWP where she said she was excited about the vision for the constituency.
Join me as we take a journey. Meru, a model tourism village. Under my stewardship, we will develop in collaboration with the Meru Enhancement Committee a comprehensive tourism plan to include a jetty, beach water sports, beach lighting and beautification. We will identify an investor or investors to redevelop what was formerly known as the Castaways. Brothers and sisters, we have endured much. We have lost much. Once upon a time, the St. Joseph constituency boasted of two hotels. Both have been brought to ruins. You have a responsibility to put your country and your communities back on the map.
UWP candidate for St. Joseph, Monel Williams, John Baptist. Attorney at Law Bernard Wilshire shared the sentiments of Dr. Thompson Fontaine that the upcoming general election should be postponed.
We must postpone this election until we've got a proper list of voters that the people have confidence in and until we can identify them. And I'll tell you one further thing. If Mr. Skerrit were to proceed with this election and to win it on a rigged ballot, then the legitimacy of his government would in fact be called into question.
Wilshire believes it is in Mr. Skerrit's own interest to approve of the widely sought-after electoral reform to avoid an inevitable case of cheating. He is also of the opinion that the responsibility of possible post-election violence would lie with Skerrit and his advisors.
Ever else. And if there's any violence, which all of us pray there will not be, but let us understand clearly where the responsibility for that violence will lie. It will lie fairly and squarely at the feet of Mr. Skerrit and whoever else is advising him to cheat the people of Dominica of their right to have a fair system by which they choose their government, and to have delayed that for so long. And to then call an election without, in fact, even addressing that is an insult to the majority of people in this island.
Attorney at Law Bernard Wiltshire and Justice Dr. Irvin Andre expressed serious concern about a possible occurrence of a backlash triggered by the blatantly orchestrated rigging of the general election. According to Justice Andre, keen observers of Dominican politics would probably conclude that there is a new determination in the country to avoid a repeat of history.
This is a different age from 79. The Dominicans don't have to necessarily wait to get the weekly newspaper to find out what's happening. Social media not only informs Dominicans about what's happening in Dominica, but also abroad, regionally, internationally. And there is a new intolerance for this type of in-your-face type of corruption. So my concern, quite frankly, is that if that happens, it would trigger a monumental backlash, something which I'm very, very concerned about, to be quite frank with you.
Andrew stated he personally senses a new determination, decisiveness, and commitment to ensure that the rule of law prevails. It is his view that it is the collective responsibility of Dominicans to ensure that the rule of law prevails.
The rule of law doesn't necessarily mean that people should sit silent while their rights are being eviscerated, eroded, and extinguished. This is 2019. As we speak, there are demonstrations virtually all over Latin America, in Chile, in Nicaragua, in Bolivia, in Panama, well, not Panama, certainly Venezuela, Colombia. People are asserting or protecting their rights as citizens of their country. These are not things that can be hidden again. You just have to switch on your television or switch on your iPhone and you become aware of what's happening today. So this is the context in which all this is unraveling.
Based on daily exposure of wrongdoing, Irvin reiterated his belief that Dominica currently occupies a dark space in terms of its integrity and transparency in the conduct of public business.
And where in a country you have daily exposures of wrongdoing, the most recent being that by Al Jazeera, it tells you that, quite frankly, and I've said that before, Dominica now occupies a very dark space when it comes to integrity and transparency in the conduct of our public business, particularly that of elections. And quite frankly, this is something that we all have to take very, very seriously. The simple fact of the matter is, this cannot be business as usual. The argument that, oh, we've always had election in the same way, to be quite frank with you, is nonsensical at best, and it's something which shouldn't be countenanced. We have to show the type of people that we are.
Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. In other news this afternoon, the Police Federation in Jamaica has expressed concern that lawmen are subjecting themselves to abuse from the public because of fear of being reported to the Independent Commission of Investigations, INDICOM. This comes against the background of videos showing members of the public attacking police, obstructing and assaulting them as they carry out their duties. And Chairman of the Federation, Detective Sergeant Petre Roll, has advised members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force to use as much force as is necessary in those situations.
Use as much force as is necessary to mitigate a threat against your life as an individual officer, a threat against the members of the public, and a threat against damage to property. We would like to see our officers demonstrate firm and solid action in instances where they need to use force, and the Police Federation will contemplate their defense thereafter.
And airline passengers might wonder just how small is too small when it comes to airplane seats. The FAA hopes to have an answer soon. It started tests aimed at setting a minimum standard for seat size and the space between rows. Chris Van Cleve reports.
This took an order from Congress to get the FAA to do this testing. It's the first time they've looked at seat size specifically. Some perspective here. This piece of paper is actually bigger than some of the seats people will be getting into today as they take to the skies. And this grows out of concern as seats have gotten smaller, space has gotten tighter, and more people have gotten onto fuller airplanes, that could impact how long it takes to safely get off a plane in an emergency. In a simulated cabin that can be filled with smoke and plunged into darkness,
evacuate.
The FAA will try to determine at what point the size of seats and space between rows becomes a hazard to evacuating an airplane quickly.
Is there an ideal amount of time to get everybody off an airplane?
As quick as possible if there is an emergency.
Stacy Zinke McKee is with the FAA.
The queuing is usually not for people to get into the aisles, but actually to get out of the aircraft.
Flyers might think their seats are too close, but that may not have any impact on safety at all.
Correct. It might not. But that's the reason we're going to gather data.
Go!
When American Airlines Flight 383 had an engine catch fire on takeoff in Chicago, it took more than 2 minutes to evacuate, in part because passengers grabbed their luggage. But during the 12 days of FAA testing at this Oklahoma City facility, the 720 volunteer passengers won't have to deal with real-life obstacles like bags, smoke, comfort animals, or the dark, and the volunteers will be broken into groups of just 60. The smallest 737 seats at least double that. The FAA says it designed the test to focus solely on two variables, seat width and the space between rows known as seat pitch.
These tests are going to be nothing but a sham.
John Breo is from the National Consumers League. It and nine other groups sent a letter to Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao and the FAA administrator criticizing the seat testing.
Consumers should not think for a minute that these tests are being done in a way that would accurately represent what could happen in an emergency evacuation.
Breo worries airlines will use the FAA's findings to further reduce space and add more seats. Airline seat width is down as much as 4 inches over the last 30 years to as little as just 16 inches wide. And seat pitch has shrunk from about 35 inches to 31, and in some cases, as little as 28 inches.
Let's take a look.
But Spirit Airlines says we're looking at seat size all wrong. It's more about the amount of usable space. Next month, they're launching redesigned memory foam seats with a curved back for better legroom, at 28 inches apart. But CEO Ted Christie says you'll have as much room as seats with 30 inches of pitch.
Do you have any concerns about this not being enough space to safely evacuate a plane quickly for people to be comfortable?
None at all. There's been many tests done to ensure that these seats and our configuration meets with safety requirements. While they are closer together than a first-class product, they've been validated to show that there's adequate space to egress the airplane.
And in fairness to Spirit, those seats are noticeably more comfortable than the ones they're replacing. The FAA testing should be complete by the end of the year, with a report coming next summer. From there, it goes to an advisory committee that will make recommendations to the FAA about regulations. So bottom line, any new rules are probably years away.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Attorney at law Bernard Wiltshire believes the upcoming general election should be postponed. Police Federation in Jamaica concerned of lawmen subjecting themselves to public abuse. And as airlines reduce seat sizes, FAA to determine minimum standard. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash and the Maxwell Group. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.